Once again, we are here presenting the program Al-Ghawth-e-Azam about the seerah of Ghawth-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In the previous episode, we listened to the introduction to his father and the glad tidings before his birth. Today, we're going to know when Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was born and about his childhood, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to read the seerah of Huzur Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and adopt the beautiful ways of his life. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before the blessed remembrance of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, let's listen to the blessing of reciting Durood-e-Pak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. And the one who recites 10 salawat upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recites 100 salawat upon me, Allah Almighty writes between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire and will keep him with the martyrs on judgment day." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born on Friday, 1st Ramadan, 470 AH in Jilan. His kunya is Abu Muhammad, whereas Muhyiddin, Mahbub Subhani, Ghawth-e-Azam, Ghawth-e-Saqalain, etc. are his titles. His father's name is Sayyidina Abu Saleh Musa Jangi Dost rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and his mother's name is Ummul Khair Fatima rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is a Hassani descendant from his father's side and a Husseini descendant from his mother's side. By the blessing of his parents' piety and abstinence, and by special generosity of Allah Almighty, Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was an inborn wali. As soon as he was born, a strange blessing happened. Let's listen to it. It is narrated that his mother, Sayyidatuna Ummul Khair Fatima binte Abdullah Sumai rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, would say, "When I gave birth to my son Abdul Qadir, he would not drink my milk during the daytime. The next year, the moon of Ramadan was not sighted because of fog, so people came to me to ask about the moon. So I said that my son did not drink milk. Later, we came to know that it was Ramadan that day, and this news spread throughout our city, and that a child had been born amongst Sa'adat who did not drink milk during the daytime in Ramadan." Sheikh Muhammad ibn Qaid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to us, "On Hajj day in my childhood, I happened to go to a jungle and I was walking after a bull. The bull looked at me and said, 'Ya Abdul Qadir, ma li hadha khuliqta?' Meaning, 'O Abdul Qadir, you are not born for such sort of actions.' I got nervous and went back to the house and went to the roof of my house. Then I saw that people were standing in the plain of Arafat. After that, I went to my mother and said, 'Please dedicate me in the way of Allah Almighty and grant me permission to go to Baghdad so that I would attain Islamic knowledge there.' My mother asked me the reason, so I related the entire incident to her. Her eyes became tearful and she brought me 80 dinars, which were the inheritance of my father. I took 40 dinars from them and left 40 dinars for my brother, Sayyid Abu Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. My mother stitched my 40 dinars in my quilt and granted me permission to leave for Baghdad. She rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha strictly advised me to speak the truth in every condition and came out of Jilan to see me off and said, 'Oh my dear son, I part you from me for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, And now I will see your face on Judgment Day. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala traveled to attain Islamic knowledge right from his childhood. He took the permission from his mother and left to get the light of knowledge. Islamic knowledge is a great bounty, but alas, today a Muslim is not even aware of the necessary rulings of the religion. Now, the passion to learn Islamic knowledge is hardly left, but just look at the seerah of our pious predecessors. Look at their fondness for knowledge, that even at his young age, he sought permission to travel for knowledge and set out for Baghdad. My dear viewers of Madani channel, plenty of excellences of learning Islamic knowledge are stated in Ahadith. Let's listen to the blessed Ahadith and develop the importance of Islamic knowledge in our hearts and motivate our children, relatives and loved ones to attain Islamic knowledge. Hence, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the person who went out of his house to seek knowledge is in the way of Allah Almighty until he returns. SubhanAllah. In another hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever learns 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words regarding the faraid of Allah Almighty and memorizes them well and then teaches them to others will enter paradise. SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in another hadith, the last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah Almighty will resurrect His bondsmen on Judgment Day. Then He will separate scholars and say to them, O group of scholars, I know you, therefore I granted you knowledge, and I did not grant you knowledge to afflict you with punishment. Go, I have forgiven you. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we learned that attaining Islamic knowledge is the cause of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, the source of forgiveness and salvation, and guarantees admission into paradise. How great the excellence of Islamic knowledge are. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, knowledge is not such a thing whose excellences and virtues we need to describe. The entire world knows that knowledge is the best thing. Attaining it is a sign of elevation. That is the thing which makes a person's life successful and pleasant and makes the world and the hereafter better. This knowledge refers to the knowledge which is attained from the Holy Quran and Hadith, because that is the knowledge which beautifies both the world and the hereafter. Only this knowledge is the source of salvation and is praised in the Holy Quran and Hadith, and attention has been drawn only toward its teaching. Knowledge is the inheritance of Prophets alayhim salatu wassalam. Knowledge is the path to the closeness of Allah Almighty. Knowledge is the wellspring of guidance. Knowledge safeguards one from sins. Knowledge is the way to develop the fear of Lord Azza wa Jal. Knowledge is the cause to attain honor in the world and in the hereafter. Knowledge is the life of dead hearts. Knowledge is the protector of faith. Knowledge is the cause of attaining the love of the creation of Lord Azza wa Jal. Even knowledge is a collection of numerous virtues. It encompasses the religion as well as the world. It contains comfort as well as satisfaction. It contains pleasure as well as solace. Hence, wise is the person who becomes engaged in Islamic knowledge and prepares for salvation in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also learn Islamic knowledge as well as teach our children Islamic knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with Islamic knowledge. Someone asked Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, when did you know that you are a wali? He said, I was 10 years old and I would go to madrasa to study. The angels would escort me to madrasa, and when I would reach madrasa, the angels would say to the boys, make room for the wali of Allah Almighty to sit. Allahu Akbar. Farishte madrasa tak saath pahunchane ko jaate the. Ye darbare ilahi mein hai rutba Ghawse Azam ka. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would respect his mother a lot and would obey every order of hers. When Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala set out to attain Islamic knowledge, his mother gave him a beautiful piece of advice. Never tell a lie. He rahmatullahi ta'ala followed this advice so firmly that the robbers came to rob him. Even then, he did not give up the truth. As Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala himself states, I left for Baghdad with a group On the way, 60 robbers attacked our group and robbed the entire group, but nobody said anything to me. A robber came to me and asked, "What do you have with you?" I replied, 40 gold coins. The robber said, "Where are they?" I said, "They're stitched inside my shirt." The robber took it as a joke and left. After that, another robber came and also inquired about what I had and then left. When these robbers gathered before the chief and informed him about me, he called me. When I reached there, they were distributing the robbed wealth amongst themselves. The chief also asked me about the amount and I gave the same reply which I gave to the previous ones. Hence, upon the order of the chief, they searched my clothes and found 40 gold coins. The chief astonishingly said, "What moves you to speak the truth?" I said, "My mother made me promise to speak the truth in every condition, and I cannot break my promise." Hearing my reply, the chief wept and said, "You did not break your promise to your mother, whereas I have been breaking my promise to my Lord Azza wa Jal for many years." After that, the chief performed repentance on my hand. When the rest of the robbers saw this, they said, "You were our chief in the robbery. Now you are our chief in repentance as well." Hence, the rest of the robbers also performed repentance and gave back the properties of the people of our group as well. Thus, it was the first group that performed repentance on my hand. My dear viewers, Father Inshallah, from this incident, we learned some beautiful points. We should always speak the truth. We also learn that a person who speaks the truth remains in peace. In this incident, the blessing of truth is also clear that Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh spoke the truth. So the properties remain safe and the robbers performed repentance as well. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, "I never told a lie, not even in madrasa during my studies." From the narrative of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and this saying, we get the lesson that we should always speak the truth. If we read the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we will learn that even the disbelievers would acknowledge his truthfulness. May Allah Almighty enable us to speak only the truth by virtue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madin Channel, there are many excellences and blessings of truth. Lying is definitely a bad habit. Tell your children, the narratives of the childhood of the pious saints of Islam, especially the narrative from the life of Ghaus-e-Azam, and then train them right from their childhood. For example, never tell a lie. Always speak the truth. If we train them to speak the truth from the childhood, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, they will always speak the truth. The mother of Ghaus-e-Azam also gave such a beautiful piece of advice while sending him out for a journey right in his childhood that he should never tell a lie. May Allah Almighty also enable us to always speak the truth and refrain from lying. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we heard about the childhood of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon the lesson we got from his seerah and enable Muslims to train their children best. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, to present some beautiful aspects of the seerah of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we'll be back with the program Al Ghaus-e-Azam next time. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayhi.